Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. We had some free lines open, so I'm going to spit that out before we even get started. It's 602-277-5827.
Let's also just zip through our fun stuff here with our Geek Speak of the Week and our free download of the week. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is Crash Test Dummy.
How's that a Geek Speak of the Week?
One of my favorite bands of all time, actually.
Yeah.
Crash Test Dummy is someone who buys the initial release of a software package, which will almost certainly be riddled with bugs and other hidden features.
A.K.A. Windows 95?
Beta testers, people that like to test stuff before it's actually like finished, those are crash test dummies for sure. If you buy a 1.0 version of just about anything in the computer industry, you're probably a crash test
this
dummy.
This is like the old Jeff Foxworthy.
Not
joke.
Even close.
You might be a redneck. You might be a crash test dummy.
No, you definitely are.
You might be reading Mexican.
You just aren't going to get off that one, are you?
I don't know.
Our free download of the week for you parents that want to test out a nice little parental control program that I've been using and recommending for a long, long time. It's called Cyber Patrol. It's a try before you buy version. You can actually try it out for 30 or 14 days, I think it is. It'll do everything from block websites to chat rooms. It'll track every character. It will... You can actually put time limits. If you've got latchkey kids, you don't want the internet being accessed until 6 o'clock in the evening. You can actually block that out. You can actually set up an allowance for them so that once they exceed a certain time frame, they are no longer online.
Hmm.
It's a very full-featured program.
It's mind control for your teenager.
Yes.
Well, only for the computer.
And it's fairly effective in doing a good job of filtering the stuff out. So check it out if you're interested. Cyber Patrol on the Data Doctors website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. You'll see this week's offerings, Geek Speak of the Week, free download of the week, and, of course, all of our resources in observance of Memorial Day weekend. Memorial weekend. We got phone calls?
We got some phone calls. You
want
to talk to Brad?
Let's talk to Brad. Brad,
yes.
Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Unfortunately, I'm not in front of my terminal right now. I got called into work, so I'm actually on my way to California right now. But
That's a heck of a commute there, Brad.
Yes,
I got called in, and I'll see you in 8 hours, guys. Be right down there, quick as possible.
There's some websites I go to. I have two computers. I've got an ancient 233 megahertz machine. Then I've got a Pentium 4 that screams. The Pentium 4 won't... it won't hit up. It can pick up the hyperlink. There'll be some buttons on the left of the page that just come up as red X. The 233 doesn't have any problem. But I've tried to compare the settings between the two. Everything seems the same, but the Pentium 4 won't pick it up. Any ideas?
Yeah, lots of ideas, actually.
In the words of Dr. Phil, how does that make you feel? How's that working for you?
Yeah, it's not working for him. That's why he's calling. A couple of possibilities. Do you have any kind of firewall program, any prevention software on the P4?
I've got ZoneWorks running.
Zone Alarm?
Zone Alarm.
Okay.
Yeah.
A couple things you might want to try is just like disable all that security stuff and see if then the browser starts to work again.
Okay.
And also compare to see how much of that stuff's on your P4 that's not on your old machine. It's something that's probably external to the browser itself that's made a change to the browser. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and so one of these programs that you installed to protect yourself is doing a really good job of protecting you.
If you can't work, you're very well protected.
So start comparing the two machines from that standpoint, not just from the settings in the... you did the obvious thing. You checked the settings in the browser.
Like tools, internet options, the security tab. You just want to set everything back to the defaults by clicking the defaults or the reset to defaults buttons.
Okay.
You did all that, right?
I haven't done the reset to default yet.
Okay, yeah, try that as well. But if you're getting red X's, that means it's actually not loading the entire page. So something is... are you on a dial-up connection or are you on a high-speed?
High-speed.
Okay.
I've got a Belkin gateway router.
Okay. So you got all kinds of layers. The router itself is not an issue because they're both connected through that.
Well, actually, if you have that router, you can eliminate your zone alarm because the router is acting as a firewall for you.
Well, but that nowadays with all these worms and things that launch from within your computer, the software zone alarm, the software firewall that's on your computer, that's a good way to know if you've got something that's infiltrated your machine that's trying to access the internet from within.
On that screaming machine, are you running Windows XP by any chance?
Yes, I'm running XP on that one. I'm running 98 on the old machine.
Okay, on the machine that's running XP, it also has a built-in firewall. So you may have the hardware firewall and zone alarm and the built-in firewall, plus who knows what else, and that's a lot of stuff trying to help protect you. So you might want to try...
Are you saying I have too much?
Well, you know, there is such a thing as too much, and if you've got two software firewalls and a hardware firewall, that may be a little excessive. So like Ken said, you might want to just start by disabling, and if the problems go away, you can try uninstalling, reinstalling, check to see. I would use the one built into XP instead of zone alarm.
Okay.
If you have a hardware one also installed, you should be really well covered by the combination of those two.
I'd go the opposite, because the one that's built into Windows is not going to give you any warning about something inside trying to get out.
Right.
So I would disable the one that comes by default. Well, it actually depends on who did the install. It may or may not have come default installed. Do you know how to check the internet firewall connection?
Yeah.
Okay, so just make sure that that's unchecked. And then I'd disable zone alarm as well and then see if the problem goes away. And if it does, then start playing around with zone alarm. Some of the settings and, you know, that type of thing. There's other things, too. Your pop-up blockers, I don't know what else you have in there, but look at all those utilities.
All right. They're
likely to be one of the culprits. And then set the default, or, you know, set everything back to the defaults in the browser and start from there. Another thing you can try, too, is downloading another, like a free browser like Mozilla or something like that and see if it's machine-based or if it's browser-based.
Okay. Well, what you're saying makes a lot of sense because originally...
No. It makes a lot of sense because we're the... data doctors.
That's right. But the XP machine did work at one time flawlessly.
Yes.
And it may have been after zone alarm was installed.
Remember, there are two kinds of computers, those that are messed up and those that are going to get messed up.
Okay.
All right?
They pretty much always all work at some point.
Right. Usually right out of the box, and then as soon as you the user, touches it, all bets are off.
Well, see, that's the biggest problem. I built it myself. At some point, it's obvious it had to be pilot error. So.
That tends to be about 99.99999% of all computer problems. The other one-tenth of one millionth of a percent is actually hardware.
Well, thank you very much, Jeremy. I appreciate it.
All right, good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Lots to think about as he drives to California.
The first step in knowing you have a problem is admitting the problem.
Oh, I'm sure most people that have had a computer for any length of time have figured out that...
That was my dumb southern...
They're the biggest culprit.
Dr. Phil voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell you what, let's take a break.
Shall we?
We'll polish up the voice.
Why don't you go find a Dr. Phil website and find more isms?
Perhaps I will go use the facility. And
that was another piece of information nobody needed.
Yeah.
I might buy some chips as well.
I could have done without that.
Tell you what, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with more of your calls and questions. 602-277-5827. It's Ken Colburn over there. The other guy sitting here. We'll be right back.